It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
So happy to be rocking with a guy that understands what the hell's going on across the landscape of college basketball, because yes. I surely don't. Shoot around with C.L. Brown. They're playing
basketball. When it comes to what's happening in college basketball, no one has the lowdown like C.L. Brown. Now, it's time to hit the hardwood with C.L. Brown for the Sports Shop Shoot Around.
Good morning, my friend. See ya. What's going on, Noop? How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, good people. Noop.
So,
yo, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Today, I don't know how I missed
it. You didn't realize he was Kappa? You lying.
That's why y'all so tired.
Nah, you lying. Pam lying. She knew that. She knew that.
That's why you're the favorite.
So.
Now I know. So, I don't even stand a chance.
Okay, so see, I'm talking. People call me like they think I'm in a damn office over at Carolina.
You just in the know.
But when you look at, let's start the top. Pam, give me the list
again.
Okay,
so we got Puff Johnson.
Yeah.
Will Schaefer.
Yeah.
Tyler Nichols. Dontrez Styles.
Yeah.
Justin McCoy.
Yeah.
And now Caleb Love. Wow. See, what's going on?
Well, I mean, that's college basketball in 2023, especially on a team that did not make the tournament, did not make expectations. Everybody feels like there's a reason for it, individually and collectively. But really, the only surprise on that list to me was Puff Johnson.
Okay.
And I think, and this is me speculating because it's not like Caleb told me this directly, but it just felt like he took the weight and the brunt of criticism for why this season didn't pan out the way it did.
Right.
And that's a lot, you know, especially coming off of a year making the Final Four, and, you know, those same people were patting them on the back last year. And so I don't know. I just felt like he needed a clean start, you know. I still was a little bit surprised by it just because, you know, I know the coaching staff, you know, would have welcomed him back.
Sure.
You know, so, but he's out there now. I think being somewhere else, being under a new system, being feeling like he's wanted. I'm not sure that he always felt like he was wanted this season at Carolina, which really calls into question the whole premise of Carolina family, you know, if we're being real.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
A lot of people turned on him. It's not just turned on him. Like, you know, I mean, there was a narrative during the year I felt like I kept hearing was that, you know, basically like maybe it's time to start new. Maybe it's time to separate and for these players to go on. So, you know, the rest of the guys on the list, you can really just kind of point to playing time and you know, them wanting to go somewhere else, which you can't blame them. You know, I mean, Dontrez Styles is somebody I thought would have had an opportunity to do more this season. He actually played in fewer games this year than he did last, you know, which you figure somebody who, with his athleticism and what he could potentially bring to the court, could have carved out a niche, you know, in that rotation. So, you know, it's one of those things. That's where we're at in 2023. You know, if things don't work out, and I'm not putting this on the kids, like kids are just ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go where your opportunities are. And a lot of these kids don't feel like they were getting the opportunity that they deserve. So good luck to them.
All right, we're talking to C.L. Brown. Shoot around C.L. Brown. C.L. covers basketball and other sports for the News and Observer. It's interesting you say that because the Caleb Love did not surprise me. The one that, I mean, we're safer. I mean, I wasn't even sure why he even got signed from the beginning on the team. That's it's like me. Somebody owes somebody a favor. But Wojcik, I think I saw they had a signing with,
Paxton.
He may be related to one of the former coaches or something.
Yes. Okay. During Matt Doherty's 3 years here, his dad, Doug, who also went on to coach at Tulsa and yep. College of Charleston mm-hmm. as a head coach, he's currently an assistant coach at Michigan State now, which he was with Izzo before he got those head coaching jobs too. Yeah, it's his son who started off at Loyola Chicago, played two seasons there, transferred to Brown, actually played at Carolina. Brown played at Carolina in Hubert's first season. It was the second game of the season, the first year. They were leading at halftime. People might remember that. They were leading yeah. like 50-46 at halftime. And Paxson had 14 that game, missed all his three-pointers, though. He was 0-for-5 from behind the line. He was 7-for-14 in front of it, you know, in two-point range. But, yeah, he brings some shooting. He shot 38% last year. He's 6'5". Oh. He's a better rebounder than probably most people would think. He's also a good passer. My question is going to be where do they see him, lining up? Is he going to be part of the backcourt rotation at mm-hmm. guard, or are they going to, they don't have any wings right now. They don't have any small forward types on this team. Is he being slotted for that? I don't know. So, because of Leaky graduate, exhausting his eligibility as a fifth-year player, Puffin and Dontrezl Styles and Tyler Nickel all going leaves Carolina. They got to hit that hard in the portal. Mm-hmm. And one thing I do know is that Hubert is looking for guys that can shoot. His offense has put the premium on, perimeter shooting. And so I don't think anybody they get in the portal is going to be shooting below 35% from three-point range.
Well, first of all, I'm impressed with the data you threw out on that. Yes. Good God. I mean, I was like, what? I mean, because that was random.
This dude.
I mean, I just asked that one kind of random that you gave guys where you grew up at with the high school and everything.
This man.
So let's see. Brown. So C.L. is interesting because the type of player that, again, we're talking to C.L. Brown, sitting around C.L. Brown, talking transfer portal, talking Carolina. It's interesting that's the type of player that that he was looking for, because maybe that opens up Baycott more because of it being in the middle, and he got the point guard R.J. Davis. So, mm-hmm. maybe the guy's gonna feel Brady Manning's spot. Or I don't know, 6'5". Hell, anybody can feel Pete Nance's spot. I mean.
Come on,
you
now.
Got
Come
it.
Come on,
you
that's go, not fair. That's not fair. Come on.
Okay. I back up off of that.
Just put it this way: the offense didn't run as smoothly and as efficiently as it should have, and it is because they didn't shoot well from three. And if he doesn't have the shooters, that's what it's going to look like. What this past season was. So. They need shooters in this lineup, and that's what he's going after. I mean, we also got to factor in, Simeon Wiltshire, the freshman that'll be coming in next year. You assume he's going to be a prominent part of this rotation too at shooting guard. I mean, they say he can play both, point and shooting is kind of a combo, but. I figure at least initially with both R.J. Davis and Seth Trimble there, that he would be off ball for starts. Anyway.
Yeah, because Seth Trimble can't shoot. He needs to be in the gym right now. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's got to be an area that Seth improves on the off season.
Exactly.
Wow, we are talking to C.L.
Real.
Brown.
Yeah.
You really are this morning. We're talking to C.L. Brown, Sports Almanac. Is who he is.
I know.
So we're going to transition just a little bit, C.L. We were talking yesterday and earlier this morning about the new blood. Kind of marks the 2023 women and the men's Final Four. So get you to talk about that and then tell us what you think is going to be a better Final Four, the women or the men.
Well, let's start with the women because I love what Dawn Staley has done in South Carolina. I mean, not that it's some reward, and I don't want people to take it like this, but I really feel like for a major opening at a men's program, they should seriously give her a call, because this is about coaching.
I believe you too. She's a
strong coach, strong motivator, all of that, and she embodies, what a good coach should be. And just to throw that out there, but I don't see South Carolina losing. It's nice to see, the Iowa in there, and shout out to Virginia Tech. For also getting up in there. But I mean, I figure it's going to be an all SEC final with LSU and South Carolina. But I see them finishing off what they started. You know, their goal was to go undefeated, and I think they're going to do it. The good thing to me, though, is it feels more like all of women's basketball has been uplifted. Mm-hmm. Like when UConn's gone undefeated, I think 4 or 5 different seasons in women's basketball. And some of those years, it was just, they were so far ahead of the pack. It was like, wasn't even fun. It was unfair almost, And you didn't want to see it because they really had there were a few programs that could really compete with them. And so this doesn't feel the same. Like there are teams that kind of, they can run with South Carolina a little bit. You know what I mean? They'll run with them for a half. They'll be in the game in the third. But South Carolina still just got that extra gear to get over the hump. So I'm rocking with Dawn Staley in that one. For the men, I think it's UConn's to lose, to be honest.
Yeah.
This is similar to 2011 when UConn people think that Kemba Walker and UConn just got hot in the tournament.
Yeah.
Because they were like a middle of the pack Big East team that year. The Big East that season was loaded. And so UConn did not lose a game outside of conference play in 2011. They did the same thing this year. They didn't lose in conference play. I mean, they didn't lose out of conference.
Wow.
They what was it? It was some absurd stat. They started off the season 14-0, and I think 13 of those games they won by 15 or more. definitely won double figures. It wasn't 15 or more. They won double figures in 13 of those games.
Okay.
And of their 14-0 start. So they haven't lost to anybody that's not a Big East opponent this year.
Yeah.
And I don't see it stopping now. I mean, Gonzaga's a good team. Gonzaga's a really good team.
Yeah. They buck the clock on them.
Arkansas was hot coming off the win over Kansas. They dismantled them. They just right now they're playing at a high level. Now, all that being said, I would like to see Miami, and Coach Larrañaga, I'd like to see them pull off an upset. I mean, I really think they have a complicated – well, not complicated. I think they're hard to defend offensively. But Miami's problem is going to be they haven't always been the best team defensively.
And plus, that's a good point.
They're going to have to be hot from three to in order to win. But I don't see it happening. Yeah. I don't see it happening.
Well,
so.
I think it'll be a silent game. Any team that can beat Connecticut would be Miami, because I think the other two can't, because I think Miami, they can get on the run, like you said.
Right.
But hey, see, I appreciate you, man. Mr. Auburn was your basketball Auburn. Now you messed me up on the date of my
just
man.
Spit it out.
I mean, you went deep.
Every now and then, he got to show you what he working
with.
Yeah,
I know. Hey, man, my friend, have a good one, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, take care. No, seriously, he started throwing that stuff out like, damn. I mean,
can you tutor me?
They had more punishment. They had more punishment. He had no choice but to study.
I know.
He could travel.
I mean,
he
could
travel, so he said, everybody wants to study.
I like, he had all this stuff, but I do agree with him. Because, the whole world is Iowa with Kate, whatever her name is.
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see it. You're Dawn Staley. She get ready right now. I can tell you now.
Yeah.
So we'll
she
see.
She ain't going to be able to move. She has some players around her.
We'll see. But that's exciting. I'm looking forward to that matchup. And maybe UConn, Miami on the men's side, but not as much as I am with South Carolina.
I think the difference game, and everybody's talking about that, Dawn's deep. She goes so deep. The bench is so deep. I mean, they get into fire trouble and stuff like that. They score around 30 points, just the bench.
Now, CL threw another one out there, too. I thought it was Dawn Staley, coach of the men's team.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Why not? I know he gonna say no.
Why?
Why you know that?
Why?
Because I just do it.
What?
Off the top of my head.
I think she has the respect, the pedigree. Because a lot of times it comes with respect too. But I think she has respect of men and knowledge of the game. So I think she'll do well.
Right. We were just talking about Kenny Brooks being the first African American coach to win the ACC, but also only
for
one for women for the Power Five coaching women. So if he can do it.
Right. Why you don't think Dawn
Staley? Why can't she flip over and do it?
Yeah.
I just think she's doing a phenomenal job where she is and trying to go to the men's game. And I don't know. I just don't think it would be I don't think she'd be interested personally.
Well, the paper writes she'd be interested. I mean, if she win a championship now, that'd be four championships for her, right? It's three? Yeah. She won the last three, I think, right? This would be the fourth one. But anyway, it'll be somewhere in that area.
Be like, what's next? At that point, you get to the challenge.
And I think it would have to be the right type. It has to be a Power Five school. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, going to coach at Tulsa, now, I don't think that'll be intriguing, but it's a Power Five school. They give her opportunity, and she got the right support with it. I think she'll do fantastic.
Be great to see.
Yeah, it would be great to see, and you know, because if you listen to her, just the knowledge of the game, how she, because she tell you exactly what's going on. She don't be sugarcoating nothing, and I think guys would respect that. She's an Olympian. She's won everywhere she's been. That's a champion as a player and as a coach. Come on. And she's making commercials with Coach K.
I was going to say, she's doing GOAT commercials with Coach K.
That helps.
She's like, that's a GOAT. I was like, oh, my God, Dawn.
Is there an update on the poll? By the way, Kendrick said he couldn't argue with me that the women's Final Four is better than the men's Final Four.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great.
G-Money, what's the update on the poll?
Our poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech, which you can participate always by following at Buzz Sports Radio on Twitter. Which Final Four has the potential to have the better games, the men's or the women's? Let us know why in the comments below. So far, we have 7 votes.
Okay.
Split right down the middle, 50-50.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, now, you talk about the most – the women's Final Four is kind of like what used to be the men's Final Four, where – you got like two dominant teams that just dominate. Everybody else has no shot, basically. At least the men's Final Four, you know, it's kind of a toss up.
No, it's a 1-2 and a 3. Rankings from a ranking standpoint.
Right.
I know you don't like the rankings.
Now, the rankings lined up just right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, so it's kind of like, look, everybody, who you think is going to win the women's Final Four?
I mean,
South Carolina.
You have no idea who's going to win the men's.
It's UConn.
Going to CL, UConn.
And by the way, the thing that CL said made a whole lot of sense. Back in the day, Connecticut used to be dropping like 80 points on people. I watched that game last night with South Carolina. I mean, a couple of times they was on up by 2 or 3 points.
Right. To be fair,
honestly, I don't think the women's game was that good when Connecticut was beating them all by 80 points. Collectively across the board,
fun to watch.
No, I mean, it just wasn't that good across the board. But it, like, the parity in it, I think they achieved a lot of parity across a lot of different schools, a lot of different conferences, and basketball, women's basketball has gotten much better because of it.
I think got much better because of it. There's a lot of talent spread around the country, and with the coaches like Dawn Staley in South Carolina, LSU coming up. I mean, it's phenomenal.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop. Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac. We doing what we do on this terrific tantalizing tournament Tuesday. It's also trade Tuesday, but ain't no trades happening. So who knows? Rocking out this morning, we got D.R. Reese.
What it do?
DK-Mac 1, and with the Sports Shop 1, we got the firm Pamela Thompson Smith. You T or Thompson, because you done switched up on me a couple times this year.
Pamela Thompson Smith.
You Thompson now.
Mm-hmm.
Because first it was T.
Just short for Thompson.
I know it's short for Thompson, but you got to, you're killing me here. Which one you want to be?
Pamela Thompson Smith.
Thompson Smith?
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Pamela Thompson Smith rocking out with us this morning. You doing all right?
I'm doing great.
Doing good?
Mm-hmm.
So you got your stripes on. You feeling pretty good. When you she had a stripes on, she feel pretty good about
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
We got G Money. What up, G?
What up, K-Mac? How are you?
You look refreshed back there.
Refreshed?
Yeah. You all right?
Stop drinking coffee, and I'm just now drinking iced water to begin the day.
Yeah? Yeah, me too.
Trying to switch things up.
Yeah, drinking
I did
water.
Too.
See that? Getting ready for Reese, the,
you,
getting
Reese
ready for
did
the spring.
Too. Are we all coffee free now?
Yeah, I'm drinking tea. Yeah,
yeah we're exactly. all coffee free.
Oh, look at us.
Getting ready for the you know springtime.
Yeah.
You
know,
yep.
You know, Easter coming around. You got to be right. You got to be ready for your Easter suit.
The Easter dress.
Well, I won't
me.
Be wearing that.
For me.
I won't be wearing that, but okay. How we doing on a poll question, G-Money?
Our poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech. Which Final Four has the potential to have the better games, the men's or the women's? 9 votes now, still split 50-50 right down the middle. Mm. Or excuse me, 8 votes. 8 votes, sorry.
Mm. Yeah, I was wondering how you go down the middle with 7 and 9. That's no. That's a challenge, but I mean,
you
said the first time 7 votes down.
Sometimes
the
when it's
I said,
low,
I leave that alone.
Sometimes when it's low participation, I just add an extra number, but there then I realize what was happening. So
right, I'm
I had to
saying.
Make sure the algorithm
but, I mean,
was
it's
working
it's
out.
Your poll, so I mean, I said I'd be quiet. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, Reese, you could be a half.
Wow.
Yeah, but he just
how you get a half a sack.
I mean, can two people set the quarterback? One is awarded a half, other
you know
awarded the other half.
You can get a half. You can get a half.
Yeah, but this is bowling.
Can you get a half a rebound?
Yeah, sometimes.
I don't.
We were talking about something where it was half. I can't remember last week or so.
I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember what it was,
rebound.
But anyway.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
At the same time.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna
stop
touching it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not touching it.
Leave Reese alone. You're killing me over there. Just break out of here. I'm trying to tell you, you don't know what be going on in the band. I'm trying to tell you, you don't know what's be happening in the bands over there. All right, so look, your guy Caleb Love leaving, real quickly. We expected something like this. Then,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Reading through his exit departure letter, whatever you want to call it, or goodbye or what have you. It was interesting. Made me feel like he wished it could have been better, but he just knew this was no longer the right place for him.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So with that being said,
it happens.
I mean yeah, what? Go down there to the courthouse today.
It's full of that.
It's full
that
of it, just, it happens.
Just didn't work.
Trust me, it's down there today. But I don't know. I looked at it. It was like, okay, I knew this was happening. I knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, back to what CEO was saying, a lot of people have been saying, it's a lot of, you got a lot of work to do in Carolina to kind of fill the covers a little bit. You know what I mean? To put some talent back in there, put some shooting back in there, put some scoring in there.
Yeah.
But you can make, clearly, as we've seen through the portal, Reese wasn't too happy with Nance's play. He's been rather critical at times. But you can make a choice in the portal which doesn't pan out, and that sets your whole season back.
Yeah, that's I mean, I, you
can or the opposite.
I mean,
we've seen that.
You get
like
true.
NC
yeah,
State,
true.
It can flip.
Or Brady Manning the year before.
Yeah, Brady yeah. Manning.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Made a choice in Porter, changed the whole year. Right?
Yes.
But getting back, just to come in on Caleb Love, the thing is, it's a situation where this time last year, everybody loved him, and I get that. And he had dropped 22 over.
Was his role the same last year, you know?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, of course. I mean, actually, they probably expected more this year than it was last year based on how he played.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say I thought his role this year was just – it was much more expected of him than it was last year.
Well, the role was much more expected for all of them based on what happened down in New Orleans. So he played well with New Orleans, played unbelievable. And the thing is, this situation is sad because he was on the road and everything was fine. This year didn't go quite the way we wanted to go.
Right.
And, you know – I don't think Hubert never said, I think I think they probably happy if Caleb was coming back, to be honest with you. I think a lot of fans, a lot of people like you, Pam.
Oh, my God.
No, because people are like, get rid of him. I was critical about how he played. I just thought something was going on. Did we find out?
What was going on? So I think you can't fix that. I think it is definitely time to go somewhere
else. I think his playing on court is not the reason why he's leaving. I think the environment that he's involved in over there with all the talk that CL was talking about, all the naysayers, and you know, you love me last year, now you're
the heavyweight,
right? Then you know, RJ and all that stuff. So I think that's the reason why. You know, so having said all that, it's probably best for both parties for him to leave. And then go have a great career.
Yeah,
go
I wish
to the NBA.
Him well. I want
to
watch him
and here's
play
the crazy
somewhere
part about
else.
It. He got 2 years left if you want him. He has 2 years eligible to go play if he want it. So think about that.
That's a lot of basketball you can get out of that guy.
Yeah. And then
about what we could have had. Right.
Yeah, but
in 2 years.
You know the thing is
mad now.
You know what that thing
you should
is,
be.
This year has proven a couple things for me. And we talking about transfer pool and all that. You really don't even know. San Diego State and Florida Atlantic has proven Miami make it to the Final Four. You really don't even know. Mm-hmm. We ain't talking about none of those teams in the Final Four. UConn maybe, but we was talking about all those Purdue and you know and Duke and all those in Houston and all those
Alabama.
That's the team we was talking about. But now we at the end of the day, we ain't talking about none of those schools.
I thought about the same thing, right? If you look at each one of these conferences and all these teams, you take a Miami, and then the teams that they played in the tournament and ones that they beat, right?
Yeah.
They didn't play any of those teams. They only played ACC teams. Purdue, they only played teams in their conference. San Diego State only played teams in their conference. So, and let's be honest, it's only two or three teams out of all of those conferences that's going to the tournament. So they beating up on teams that weren't even tournament. Like, they're not quad one teams, right? So they're beating up on teams. They're having these great, great seasons. We don't really pay attention to it. We don't really see it because it beat up on teams that are not that good. So do we really know how good the team is? Because they're not really – maybe once a month they'll face a comparable talent. Any other time they're facing teams that they should beat, you know, like a Georgia Tech, you know, or some teams like that. So – every now and then they'll face a team like a Carolina, like a Miami and a Carolina would face off, or a Miami and a Duke would face off. And then it was like, okay, let's see what they're really about. But then it comes into home and away. The ACC away schedule across the board was horrible because every team seemed to lose on the road. Mm-hmm. Every team. Virginia, Miami, everybody. Right. Did. Right. So you don't really know what you have. But then when you get in this tournament, and now you're not playing the bottom tier of your tournament of your conference. You're playing teams that are on your level consistently across the board. We start to see who was really good and who wasn't. And I said all along I thought Purdue was faking, but but I didn't know how good San Diego State was. Mm-mm. I didn't know how good UConn was. Although I've seen them pop in and out, you know, of the rankings, but I didn't know how good they were. Because I really wasn't paying attention to who they played all year. Same thing. It was just, that's Miami. I should have known, but I just kept discounting them.
You did.
I just kept discounting them and said, they're not that good. But lastly, to close out on Caleb Love and the transfer portal, I think this just goes to show that we think this transfer portal and this NIL, all this stuff is easy, right? I think this is a prime example this past season for Carolina and maybe one or two other teams, you can make a choice on the portal that looked good on paper, but when you try to put it together and execute, it doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be a good fit.
You got to switch it up.
And you don't know.
Because everybody got happy with the first choice, the first time. Well, maybe not the first time, but the last time
we did Brady Manick.
With Brady Manick.
Yeah, that was a game changer.
Yeah, it was like, hey. And then the transfer before that with Cam. That worked out great. Cam Johnson worked out great. This time with your guy, Nance, didn't work out so well.
Yeah. 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 Maybe, wait, he's already graduated, so he'd probably be on Wall Street or somewhere working.
Yeah.
He's going to NBA. What are you talking about?
There you go. He's not going to NBA. His dad was in NBA. His brother's in NBA. He's not going to NBA. But no, he may play basketball.
I didn't say what he's going to do.
Maybe NBA, yeah. Maybe basketball.
Maybe he could be Lamar Jackson's agent.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.